From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President-elect Todd Wilkinson released a statement on the USDA's proposed electronic identification rule for transporting cattle over state lines. He says NCBA has engaged with industry stakeholders and USDA to ensure cattle producers are represented and protected, adding any program must allow maximum flexibility and privacy while minimizing costs and disruptions for producers. Farm Action is asking the Federal Trade Commission to look into the high prices of eggs and possible price gouging. The farmer-led advocacy group shared their concern with FTC Chair Lena Khan over apparent price gouging, pointing out Americans are paying more than they ever have for an important household staple. The USDA says a recent outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza is the reason for the high prices. U.S. farm cash receipts for animals and animal products totaled $195.8 billion in 2021, led by receipts for cattle and calves at $72.9 billion, or 37%. USDA's Economic Research Service reports that poultry and egg products made up the next largest share of cash receipts at $46.1 billion, or 24%, followed by dairy at $41.8 billion, or 21%, hogs at $28 billion, or 14%, and other animals and animal products at $7 billion, or 4%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.